On July 13, 1928, two students, Barbara Muller and James Dias, rescued a swimmer caught in an ebb tide.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Lucy Hawley was swimming in the Atlantic that day off Sullivan's Island, South Carolina, when the turning current carried her 600 feet from shore. No surf boats were available, and several men who tried to reach the floundering woman were turned back by the rough waters. With great effort, Muller, a 22-year-old from Charleston, swam some 425 feet out to Hawley and started towing her in. The surf made the going difficult, but before Muller had gone far, she was joined by Dias, a 20-year-old from Augusta, Georgia. Together, they slowly made their way through the waves, taking nearly half an hour to reach water shallow enough for them to wade. Both were awarded Carnegie medals. 16 years later, Dias again demonstrated his heroism as a Marine Reserve officer leading a battalion against the Japanese on the Pacific island of Roynamur. Killed in action on February 2, 1944, Dias was given a Congressional Medal of Honor and became the only person to earn America's two highest awards for bravery.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.